Proclamation number 3474 of 2nd of May, 1945. Devotion to God. The awareness of having given oneself to God gives the human being inner peace, and his soul does not tremble despite earthly adversity. For in God it recognizes the controller of destinies, the helper in every adversity, the strength and power in all abundance and the infinite love. It offers no resistance to this love, it seeks to unite with it and finds happiness and peace in its striving towards God. It returns to its original state as soon as it has become completely one with God. Consequently, the striving for it, the devotion to God, must also trigger a feeling of happiness in it. After all, it treads the right path which leads towards the aim. Separation from the world, from everything that still harbors the spiritual, which is distant from God, is a prerequisite. Only then can devotion to God take place without restriction, for the former prevents the soul from doing so because it directs all the human being's senses and aspirations towards itself and triggers desires in him which pull the soul down and make a connection with God impossible. Only the one who shuns and despises the world can approach God, and he truly exchanges nothing bad. The goods of the spiritual kingdom are at his disposal, which he can acquire without restriction, which make him clairvoyant and clairaudient for the spiritual world, for the actual home of the spiritual. And since the spiritual goods are emanations of eternal love, they must also make the soul happy and put it into a peaceful state, thus prepare it for bliss for which it was originally created. The world certainly offers earthly pleasures, but the human being, who belongs to the world, is lightless, i.e., without knowledge. And this ignorance is not blissful for the soul, but it is enveloped in deepest darkness and also feels this as torment. And that is why the human being tries to numb this feeling through pleasures of the world, even if he is unaware of its cause. But if he puts his earthly desire aside in order to desire spiritual goods, it becomes bright in him and his soul is happy. For the realization of truth means a return to its original state, where it was full of light and strength, called deepest knowledge its own, and was able to utilize this knowledge in order to create and shape in bliss. Ignorance is at the same time weakness and lack of strength, so that the soul is in a state which completely deviates from its actual nature and therefore cannot give it the peace it longs for. But with the devotion to God out of innermost impulse, the soul also desires light and strength, and its desire will always be granted because this applies to God who, in his fatherly love, accepts every soul which offers itself to him. It can never ever be lost to the world, it will never ever want to return once it has felt the bliss of his love in its devotion to God. For a soul which has once been illuminated by light fears darkness and recognizes it in the hustle and bustle of the world. It seeks to escape from it and attaches itself ever more intimately to God, who will never ever let it go but fetches it home into its Father's house. Amen.